Christian film team is attacked in India. Developmentally disabled are effectively sharing their faith in the U.S., and a missions conference changed the life of a college student. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Despite the government of India's attempts to protect minority religions, persecution of Christians continues. Gospel for Asia-supported film team members Banu Singh and Marichi Malik faced it firsthand as they tried showing the story of Jesus. GFA's Daniel Puno says,
"There's over 200 villagers who came out to see the life of Christ. Some people came in, some anti-Christian group people came in, and disrupted the meeting, destroyed the generator and damaged some of the equipment, beat up the missionaries."
Puno says he's not surprised by the attacks because anti-Christian zealots know the power of the gospel. He says persecution tends to draw people to Christ like they did in Orissa.
In spite of being killed, in spite of, you know, a house being burned, there was people in those communities were saying, you know, there must be something real, because otherwise why would they be doing this? And look at the Christians. They're standing strong for their faith, and they're not retaliating. There's something different in life, and yet they have this peace and joy, which we don't have.
He's asking you to pray for their workers and support native missionaries for just $30 a month. Next, 200 audio scripture players are on their way to a sensitive area where people want to hear God's word. But first, they need to get through customs, says Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer.
We would ask people just to really pray that the shipment would get there on time, that it would be allowed through customs without unnecessary hassle and without some of the more common experiences of excessive charges, and then that the people there would really, really be responsive to God's word.
If the shipment doesn't succeed, ASM will need God's wisdom to try again another way. The people are eager to hear the gospel, but if they become Christians, they may face persecution.
This is a very unevangelized area. There are no local churches. We are not even aware of any consistent Christian testimony among the people.
Pray for the shipment's safe delivery. You're listening to Mission Network News. God loves to use developmentally disabled people to share the gospel. Shepherd's Ministry Spiritual Life Director Paul Van Tobel recently took four guys to an evangelism conference in Chicago. One of them, Sean Burdett, had the opportunity to share his faith with a girl on the subway.
After Sean got done, the girl said that she really appreciated his attitude, his positive attitude, and how it was just a huge encouragement to her.
Shepherd's is committed to supporting its residents as they fulfill God's call in their lives.
They're the best ones to reach their peers, their friends, the people that they're around at Special Olympics or at work or wherever the case may be. That is their purpose. God has given them that purpose, and we need to be equipping them and raising them up and giving the opportunity to be sharing Christ and how to share Christ with others.
Pray for the girl who heard the gospel, and pray for the guys as they seek more ways to share their faith. Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization received a matching grant from one of their prayer partners and donors. The grant, which will match up to $250,000, will be used to buy literature and DVDs. These materials will help OM reach even more people around the world, especially on their Logos Hope ship and in India. Pray for OM as they begin to raise this money. To support their ministry, go to our website and visit the Mission Group's link. And Michelle Cao began her studies at Johns Hopkins University as an engineering major. She also got involved in interversity Christian Fellowship, where God gave her a heart for serving the poor. Michelle changed her major to public health, and now she ministers in a Bangkok slum along with InterVarsity alum Sarah Stevens. Sarah says InterVarsity's Urbana Conference gave her a big picture of what missions could look like. Go to our website to learn more about Urbana 09. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, M&M's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide. They'll help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins in August. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.